ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
We presented today the program Europe for Citizens, which comes from an evident situation which happened at the beginning of the millennium, when the construction of Europe seemed to be oriented towards a better construction and more structured institutions, but with a lack of confidence and trust among the citizens towards the European project. Indeed, with the fall of the constitutional process and the first refusal by France and the Netherlands, and also with the big request which was demanded from the enlargement process, it became evident that there was a real need to recollect the trust and confidence between European citizens and the big European projects. The different commissioners elaborated plans for a better communication and several white papers, but the most important one was the Plan D of the Commissioner Wallström, which was established in 2005 and which promoted D, like democracy, dialogue and debate, to engage more European citizens into the policies of the European Union. This Plan D gave a first impetus to the approach with citizens and civil society and the focus on communication and participation and consultation. The Plan D was the launch of a different approach between citizens and the European Union institutions. It's from this Plan D that a lot of methodology approaching citizens, involving a civil society, involving consultational processes throughout different levels of citizens, has now become a rule for the European policies. At that time, it was then decided to develop further these topics, and with the new programming period from 2007 to 2013, was established the Europe for Citizens program, which is bringing together the action of civil society and local authorities towards a common objective: to build European identity. This program is innovative and visionary, and it is of easy access for civil society and local authorities, with the objective to widespread the possibility to apply and to report with allied financial management of these activities. In these last years, indeed, it was also made even easier with new methods of applications and the so-called flat rate application, which gives even simpler possibilities of financial reporting. It has a very high political goal, since it has as objectives the one to include and encourage citizens to become actively involved in the process of the European integration, empower them to develop a sense of a European identity, and enhance the mutual understanding between Europeans. In more concrete terms, the program's priorities area are promoting participation and democracy at the EU level, the future of the Union and its basic values, intercultural dialogue, employment, social inclusion, sustainable development, and boosting awareness of the social impact of the EU policies. It is organized in four main areas: Active Citizen for Europe, mainly focusing on the role of local authorities like town twinnings, support measures for local authorities involved in the European Union process, and therefore also in the decentralized cooperation. Active Civil Society for Europe, like support for the think tanks, for the structural support for civil organization, support for civil society organization projects too. Then the point three is Together for Europe, high visibility events, studies and surveys. And then the point four, which is Remembrance, which deals with the remembering of the Nazism and Stalinism victims, which is focusing on the memories of the past in order to build a Europe for peace. The program was managed till last year by the DG Education and Culture, and today it is managed by the DG IARC in cooperation with an external agency which is dealing with the managerial part of the program. The annual priorities are also decided by a structured dialogue of selected strategic partners. It is today run with a different methodology. Flat rate, budget-based budgets are at choice. Each of them have potentiality and difficulties. The Europe for Citizens program is also made of easy access because there is a planned, throughout the year, a planned agenda, so the applicants can know exactly and well in advance when the potential program is available for a call.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti informativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.